May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. St. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 9. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Our readings this morning are very interesting and indeed exciting. Ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, and so on. And in fact, all through the Bible, there are lots of wonderful promises which God commits himself to bringing to pass. But we need to remember that the good Lord treats us as intelligent men and women. And we'll think about that in a moment. What is certainly true is that miracles, which cannot be explained, do happen in the Bible and in our lives as well. We think of the crossing of the Red Sea and how it came back to drown the pursuing Egyptians. That was a miracle indeed. Again, in our first lesson, we have the saving of a borrowed axe from the bottom of the water. Now, I don't understand that, but it was a little miracle that meant a great deal to the guy who borrowed it. Even in my own life, there have been miracles. On one occasion, when I was called to bless somebody and a thing, on one occasion, I should have missed a train from Ipswich to London, but I was there with 20 minutes to spare, and there were no mistakes on the clocks. So what is the Lord saying to us today? Which of you, if his son will ask for bread, will give him a stone? Ask and you shall receive. But if we think more deeply about our own actions, we find that we do not always give our children what they ask for. We do not give them the third ice cream of the day, do we? Well, at least I hope you don't. Again, if your adult son comes to you and asks for cash to help him buy a betting shop, is it not true that many of you, with real sorrow, will say no? And there are many such scenarios which could occur, and perhaps have occurred, with our own children. Again, if your daughter comes to you for help in marrying a man whom you know to be a sexual pervert, will you help her? The chances are you will not. So do parents, good parents, always say yes to their children? They do not. But they do give most generously anything which is good and positive and helpful. So to go back to thinking about how the good Lord deals with us, is it not true that we need to learn how to ask for good and right things from him who loves us so much that he will only give us the best and not the second best? I remember a lady who could not get out of bed. She'd been paralyzed for some years, and she was in a ward filled with people like her. She was a Christian. I once stupidly asked her whether she prayed to be healed and to be able to walk again. And she replied, "No, John. In this ward, I have a rich ministry to scores of other folk. This is where I should be. I never forgot that. I went away rebuked and realized that she was right. The Lord's plan for our lives, in big things as well as in little things, may at first sight seem very hard. But on reflection, we come to see that there is a higher aim and a deeper meaning in our lives, and indeed a richer destiny for which the Lord intends us. And that means that sometimes he must say no to some of our requests, because there is a better way for us. Let us then indeed ask the good Lord for many things, both great and small. Small, because our great God was concerned for a borrowed axe. But let us agonize to discover how to ask for the better things which are known to the heart of God. For which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Amen.